Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangles, R&B and Classic Soul. Another season of Unsung airs tonight at 8 o'clock, and it's with the one and the only very own lovable DJ Heavy G, and we solely, solely miss him. And I've got on the line DJ Eddie F. What's going on, Eddie F?
Hey, how are you?
I am doing great. If you're not familiar with DJ Eddie F, he is responsible for a lot of people's careers. You know, we get rap kids come through the radio station and want to say, hey, I want to be a rapper. But I say, have you ever thought about being behind the scenes and producing and writing songs? That's where you get the money. Am I not right?
Yeah, that's where you get money. You get money in front and behind.
Right. You get a check every month, every week. You get that check. How have things been going for you? What have you been up to? Because I know you got your hand in everything, writing for movies and producing other people. Some of the people, who have you been producing for?
What I'm doing right now, I actually have some really, really exciting artists that are going to be coming in 2014. But what I've been doing a lot of is music for film and television. Been doing a lot of scoring, been doing a lot of work for BET, Centric, VH1, doing some stuff right now with Revolt, and then just commercials with different brands, just stuff with McDonald's, Heineken. And it's been a very rewarding experience because I'm bringing the music production mentality to, you know, film and TV, and I find that a lot of the executives they really like it. They really like the energy because I have an attitude, you know, just like, we do it like we're trying to make a hit record, not like it's a record, not like it's a song or music for, you know, a commercial. It's more like if you take this off of the commercial and you just make it a song, we want it to still be a hit.
And people are humming the hook to the song too.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tonight, Heavy D, I mean, he was so lovable, a super nice guy, and I don't think he had reached his potential yet because, I mean, he had so much to give. And, you know, next week marks the, second-year anniversary of his death?
Yep.
So, you know, we're going to remember him in some kind of way next week and play some of his hits on the radio station as well. But, Heavy D, you knew him personally. Tell us what, you know about him that people don't already know about him. I know he was a super nice guy. That's all I from meeting him from days gone by.
I mean, we were partners, and we actually formed the group together. I really knew not only, you know, the creative, but the business, the person, family. And the thing that I like to let people know is that, you know, in a day and age where everybody's just trying to make money and get ahead and make a fast dollar, like Heavy, you know, aside from him just being like a great guy, he was a person that wouldn't compromise his friendship, his integrity. He wouldn't, he wouldn't take the shortcut to make a fast dollar. He would actually sometimes lose money because of, you know, just making sure, wanting to do the right thing and always doing the right thing. And we just had like a bond and a trust, and it just was always a positive experience. We always try to bring positivity to everything that we did. Like we were like the first, you know, rap artist to like dress up, you know, for award shows, wear suits instead of, you know, dressing down. And just things like that, just always try to, you know, make songs without curses. And we took pride in the fact that we knew that we were making songs that, you know, street dudes and thugs would be, you know, they would be fans. But at the same time, mothers and grandmothers would be, you know, they would be fans.
That's why he was so lovable. I mean, you know, he was just a lovable kind of guy.
Yeah. And it was just, you know, like now I look back and it's like sometimes it's funny, and you'll hear about this tonight on the show. Sometimes we get kind of lost because we were in the middle. We were bridging the gap between hip hop and R&B. We weren't really hardcore hip hop, and we weren't an R&B group. So, but we were like kind of, you know, one of the first artists to like just kind of sit in that middle point and make, you know, R&B hip hop records with singing hooks and things like that, and positive messages. And I like to say, when I look back on the body of work, one time I looked at all the songs and I just counted up all the songs. And I was like, you know, I was like, Heavy was really talking about love a lot in songs, you know, nothing but love, somebody to love me for me. You know, it's just like, you know, just love was in the songs all the time. And I think that that was really dope, because think about it. Like, how many rappers really talk about love?
Not now.
You know what I mean?
Like, they're talking about roofies and everything else.
Yep, you know? Exactly.
Wow. But he definitely set the standard. You two definitely set the standard for, you know, bridging that gap between hip-hop and R&B. And, you know, love the music, appreciate the music. You want to get a party started? Throw on a song by Heavy D. Seriously.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's just like sweat on the wall kind of party. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. I remember those. I used to do those when I was coming up.
Yeah, one way in and one way out, right?
Exactly. Yep.
What other projects are you currently working on besides you got some groups coming out? I know you've been doing the scores for the movies and the commercials. Anything, you know, you like to share with our listeners right now?
I mean, besides the, you know, put it like this. If you watch BET Centric, VH1, you're seeing the stuff that I'm doing. There's a promo running right now. I think it's the Soul Train Awards, and Anthony Anderson's kind of like breakdancing and doing all this stuff and backflips. And, you know, I did like the music for that. And, you know, I love doing it. You know, some of it, a lot of it I don't talk about. I just always been a guy who kind of just
Let your work speak for itself.
And I just, you know, I watched the TLC story, which, you know, I was the vice president of LaFace. I had done work with TLC early on, remixed their first single that they ever put out, which was Ain't Too Proud to Beg, which was a gold single. Remixed the first single off their second album, which was Creep. Mm-hmm. Did the music for the live version of Digging on You, which was, you know, if you saw TLC story, that's the video with them with the silver suits. Mm-hmm. So when I watched that whole body of work, and I thought Carl Payne did an awesome job of playing L.A. Reid. I thought all the cast was just so crazy.
Yeah.
It just made me really feel like I was there. Even Evan Ross, Dallas Austin, and, you know, just I personally knew all these people or know these people, so it just felt authentic, and I was glad to see the girls honored in that way.
Yeah, that was a great biopic, I might add. And like I said, that's one of my favorite groups of all time. TLC, they set the standard, just like Heavy D set the standard for music and made people listen and think about some things.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
All right, DJ Eddie F, tonight, TV One Unsung, tonight at 8 o'clock. Heavy D, our boy, you know, we miss him, we love him. And I know him and Lisa Left Eye up in heaven doing some crazy stuff right now, you know?
Exactly.
All right. Any last words you'd like to leave our Foxy listeners?
I would just like to say, you know, definitely watch tonight. Oh, and I just want to say, you know, follow me on Twitter at DJ Eddie F and on Instagram at DJ Eddie F.
All right. Much continued success to you, and keep doing what you're doing, brother. You are doing some excellent work.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. God bless you. Have a good day.
All right. You too.